Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from Ephesians chapter 6 and talk to you about stopping flaming arrows. Here we go, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 16, 17, and 18, where we read, "Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." One by one, Paul described spiritual truths and principles that help the Christian live for God in this world by comparing those truths and principles to a Roman soldier's armor. Paul recognized that the Christian struggle was spiritual and not against flesh and blood people. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Still, the soldier's armor could describe what a Christian needs to win in the spiritual conflict. That armor helped the Roman legions effectively fight for their empire, and the spiritual armor given to believers helps them to live for God's kingdom successfully. In Ephesians, the apostle divided this armor of God into two groups, the armor to have and the armor to take. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, he described the first aspect of the armor to take, taking the shield of faith which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In this, faith is represented as a shield, protecting us from all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Those flaming arrows are the persistent efforts of demonic foes to weaken us through fear and unbelief. The shield Paul described was not a small round one, but a large oblong shield that could protect the whole body. In ancient warfare, these fiery darts were launched in large numbers at the beginning of a battle. The idea was not only to injure the enemy, but also to shoot arrows at him, flaming arrows, with all possible sides, with a massive number of arrows, and therefore create confusion and panic. Think of all the harmful and destructive things that fly through your mind as if they were flaming arrows meant to strike you down or to cause confusion and panic. So we battle against angry, vengeful, bitter thoughts. We face desperate, downcast, dark feelings. We have to deal with proud, vain, selfish imaginations that come against us. Strong, irrational, unprofitable fears flood upon us. We deal with destructive, hateful, jealous lies and foolish, hurtful, debasing lusts. The wicked one, our spiritual adversary, throws these against us at every opportunity, and they come at us as if they were flaming arrows. Used effectively, the shield of faith makes them ineffective. Do you feel as if you're losing faith? Regarding that feeling as a flaming arrow and block it with the shield of faith. Stop trying to trust God and truly trust Him. God honors and blesses this humble dependence of faith. And those flaming arrows will not only be stopped before they can injure, but they will also be quenched of all their ability to cause confusion and panic. Say the words, "I put my trust in you, O Lord. Help me for Jesus' sake. I choose not to trust in myself, but in who Jesus is and what he did for me on the cross. Show your strength in my weakness and protect me from these flaming arrows of doubt and fear." Pray that kind of prayer and God will hear you. You can pray it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.